98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Instruction released the 2024-25 school and district report cards this month. These report cards are required by law to evaluate schools and districts across four priority areas every year. Those four areas are achievement, growth, target group outcomes, and on track to graduation. The Oshkosh Area School District score is 71.3, or exceeds expectations. All Oshkosh area schools, except for three, scored meets expectations or higher. Those that scored as meets few expectations were Vell Phillips Middle School, Roosevelt Elementary, and Jefferson Elementary. Meanwhile, the Appleton Area School District scored a 67.3, or meets expectations. Two schools in the AASD received meets few expectations rating. Those schools were Madison Middle School and Wilson Middle School. One school, Columbus Elementary, scored a 35.6 and was rated failed to meet expectations. Due to some missing data, the Amelaide Academy in the Appleton Area School District received an alternate rating of satisfactory progress. Achievement and growth measures are weighed according to each district or school's percentage of economically disadvantaged students, as required by state law. Each report card uses multiple years of data, with recent years being weighted more heavily. Due to updates, overall accountability scores for 2024-25 cannot be directly compared to prior years, though the underlying data remain comparable. Pilots for Allegiant Airlines picketed at airports across the country Tuesday, including a picket line at Appleton International Airport. WBAY reports that over 1,400 Allegiant pilots are demanding an end to negotiation delays as their union seeks a new deal with the airline. There are 14 people interested in filling the Oshkosh Common Council position vacated recently when Chris Larson resigned. He resigned to avoid a conflict of interest as the city embarks on exploring the purchase of the city center properties downtown. Those 14 candidates have submitted their applications and will be interviewed at the Common Council meeting Tuesday, November 25th. Each will have the chance to make a 5-minute presentation to the council, who will then nominate and vote for the new council member. Whoever is chosen will fill Larson's seat until the term ends in April. The new council member will have to run for election if they wish to remain on the council after April. Former Wisconsin Attorney General and former state Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel is stepping into a new federal role. A press release from the U.S. Department of Justice says Schimmel has been chosen as the interim U.S. Attorney for Wisconsin's Eastern District, which covers Milwaukee up to Green Bay. The appointment came from U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi after the usual nomination process stalled. In the press release announcing the appointment, Schimmel says he hopes the interim position will become long-term. Meanwhile, there is a bit of controversy over Schimmel's appointment as federal prosecutor. Senator Tammy Baldwin says President Trump's choice ignores the state's bipartisan tradition. Tech giant Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is putting a 700,000-square-foot facility in Beaver Dam. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
It's the company's 30th data center in the U.S. and is designed to, quote, enable ambitious AI workloads, end quote. Staff from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation celebrated the groundbreaking, telling WISC Beaver Dam is the right fit because of its infrastructure, workforce, and the community. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin needs to stay one step ahead in harnessing AI technologies. Meta company leaders say they'll be spending more than $1 billion on the project. They say it'll create more than 1,000 construction jobs and then more than 100 permanent jobs once it's built. Officials from Meta have not released how much power the data center will consume, but WEDC says the company is paying for $200 million worth of energy upgrades. The company is giving $15 million to Alliant Energy to help families who can't afford their utility bills and will be preserving almost 600 acres as wetlands in partnership with Ducks Unlimited. According to WPR's reporting, the city created a tax incentive program for Meta, and once it expires, the mayor says Meta will be paying about 15% of all incoming tax revenue for the city. The project is expected to be finished in 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding residents to practice safe driving around emergency responders in honor of Crash Responder Safety Week. According to the press release, there have been 73 emergency responders hit by passing vehicles while working on state roads in the last 5 years. The State Patrol is reminding drivers that the state's Move Over law requires them to change lanes away from an emergency vehicle on the road with its lights on. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
An update on Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo suffered a strained groin muscle in his left leg Monday night in the Bucks' loss to the Cavaliers in Cleveland. He's expected to miss the next 1 to 2 weeks. What will they do in the meantime? Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
College football, it's the Badgers and Illinois this Saturday night. Kickoff at Camp Randall Stadium at 6:30. Carter Smith at quarterback in a year that Wisconsin has lost two others to injury.
It has been an Achilles heel. There's no doubt about it. But moving forward, we have to find consistency. We have to find depth. And some of that might be in some youth as well. And so the last few weeks of the season, that's what we got to see if we can figure out and see if we can help develop in Carter. And then we need to be able to move forward as once the season ends.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 38 for a low. Tomorrow, a couple of scattered light showers possible with highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.